from Ramsey, the dating capital of Anoka County. It is the Bob Lorette dating game, everybody. Woo-hoo. Hi, Brittany. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Brittany's our co-host here today. She's helping out. Actually organized this whole thing. So if it fails, it's on you.
So if it fails, blame me.
That's right. Exactly. All right. First things first. Hi, I'm Jim Erickson. I'm your host. I'm in the role of Jim Lang. Let's meet our bachelors. Here they are. Bachelor number one. Among other things, he claims to be the original inventor of the moist towelette. Bachelor number one, Kurt. Kurt, good morning.
Morning. How you doing, Bob?
We're doing fine. There's Kurt. Bachelor number two. He likes pina coladas, but despises getting caught in the rain. Bachelor number two is Wayne. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
And bachelor number three, tremendous self-control and willpower. In fact, he can eat only one Lay's potato chip. Bachelor number three is Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How are we doing?
All right. Matt is with us. Those are our three bachelors. Boy, they sound enthused.
Well,
the enthusiasm. Enthusiasm. Yeah. I would say that the original dating game on TV, they didn't tape it in the 7 o'clock hour in the morning
right.
In Hollywood, right?
Yeah,
Hollywood
big difference.
Hollywood doesn't really get started until, what, noon?
At least.
At least in Hollywood. And now let's meet our bachelorette. She's been looking for love in all the wrong places, so Bob FM is the right place? What are you
What are you doing, girl?
Good choice. Here she is, our Boblerette, Jenna.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great.
All right. Good to
Excited.
Hear. Good to see you. Good to see you. Jenna, say hello to our Boblers, our Bachelors.
Is that what I should call them?
Yeah.
Boblers?
Talk right into the microphone there, Jenna. Get
good
nice
morning,
and close.
Good morning, Boblers.
Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. There's three. We got three good mornings. The third one there was kind of late. So we're going to, where is Neil? Neil, get in here so we can do Fave 5. Where are you? Well, let's.
I haven't seen him wandering
around
yet.
We were supposed to do Fave 5 at about this time. So already Neil is messing with our formula here. He's doing his best, though. I'm going to play a song because we don't have. We're going to do the question and answer part of this. We've introduced you mm-hmm. to our Boblerette and our Boblers, our Bachelors, and then after the news and the weather, Jenna is going to do her questions. So we're going to do the questions after 7:30 news
Get
and
ready.
Sports. All right. There we go. There's Herb. Live from Ramsey, the dating capital of Bob Country.
In color.
It's segment two of the Bob Lorette dating game. Our Bob Lorette is here. She's Jenna. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
Thank you.
About sports on here. Let's,
I know.
Let's tell me
exactly.
About it.
I know you were getting disgusted. I could
day.
See that. Just disgusting over there. I kept that pretty short.
Yeah.
As short as we could. Good thing it wasn't Monday or Friday because we like to go ad nauseum with Mr. Jim Rich.
Ugh.
So easy to do. So Jenna's here. She is our Bob Lorette, and she is looking for a date. You're looking for a date for?
For the Sammy Kershaw concert on Friday.
Sammy Kershaw concert on Friday, which is where?
Grand Casino up in Hinckley, so a little bit of a drive.
It
and you're,
is.
You're kind of slighting Colin Ray and Aaron Tippin. I mean, these guys had some hit songs, too.
Yeah, they'll be there, too, I think. Yeah. So that's good.
Okay. And Neil Freeman, studio announcer, what
yes.
kind of prizes do we have up for grabs?
Well, today, Jim, we have two tickets to the show. Are we revealing that we have some other things?
Yeah, should I just go ahead and say everything we're playing
for?
Yeah.
Let's reveal.
All right, Jenna, so she doesn't even know this yet either, but we upped the ante for you a little bit today. And your Boblers are going to be playing for not only tickets to the show that you have, but we're going to upgrade your seats for you.
Whoa!
Nice!
And we also got you a voucher to go have dinner for two at the Grand Casino Hinckley, one of their restaurants of your choice. And then for our Boblers, whoever ends up winning has a voucher to get a, well, I guess whatever kind of flowers you want to get. You can get roses if you want to, but it's from Schaff Floral, a $20 gift card to Schaff Floral in Fridley.
And you mentioned the dinner, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. They have a dinner voucher for two.
What
as well.
Restaurant is that at, Neil?
I don't know if
restaurants.
It's, you know, it
the
may
Grand
just,
Grill?
It may just be the Grand Buffet. I don't
okay.
know. Last time we did something similar.
It's all good.
They gave just a gift certificate. You could go to the restaurant of your choice.
As long
Somewhere
as it's
on site.
As long as it's not just something out of the vending machine from the hotel.
Right. No, yeah. It's not. It's not out of the vending machine.
And plus, we'll be offering a year's supply of turtle wax.
Oh, nice. And the dating game home version.
And the game, yes. Which, who knows, if this goes really poorly, we probably want to just scrap that. And we'll dump it right next to all those E.T. Atari games out in the desert.
Right.
All right, Bachelors number 1, 2, and 3. You guys are still in Studio B. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
All right, Jenna, take it away. You have questions. Bachelors 1, 2, and 3. We'll answer those questions. And based on those questions, here today, you're going to make your choice. Go ahead.
That's right. All right. I wanted to start with a nice, easy, multiple choice one to get you guys warmed up. But it's something I think about a lot. So if you had to have one of these three radio hosts read you a nighttime story every night, who would you pick? Jim, Neil, or Brittany?
Which bachelor do you want to ask?
Bachelor number one. Okay. You'll go first.
I would pick Jim. He's just got such a smooth voice. He'd lull me right to sleep.
Well, thank you very much.
Number two.
Well, I would definitely go with Brittany, but I can't choose Neil because he popped in here and didn't even offer me a coffee.
I did offer him coffee. That's why I got that one. Sorry, Neil.
I'll remember that for next time. I messed that up.
And number three?
I'm going to also have to go with Jim. I think he would make the different character voices quite well.
Yeah, you're good at character voices.
I do my best. Thank you very much. I'm honored. I need to go out and then maybe find a tissue. I'm getting misty. Thank you, guys. Mm-hmm. Jenna, it's all about you. What am I doing? Jenna.
That's right. So last week I shared that I like taking pictures. Bachelor number two, what's the last one of the last photos you've taken on your phone?
Well, I've been taking a lot of selfies with my black lab. She's been a handful, so she keeps life interesting for me.
Okay. Number one.
Oh, that one's easy. I mean, I'm single, so I'm on farmersonly.com, so I had to take a lot of pictures of myself to have a nice profile picture.
Oh, Farmers nice. Only. All right.
Love it.
Just taking notes over here.
All right.
And number three, I don't want to leave you out, so what about you?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go again with the dog theme. Just a bunch of videos of my two pups running through the mud chasing tennis balls.
Cute.
I'm glad none of them said they took pictures with their wives.
Right.
That's good. That's a good thing.
We did a good job.
I won't be here.
A good vetting job here by the Bob FM staff. Jenna?
Okay. My grandpa is listening, so this is an important question for you. Number three, if you were gifted a tractor, you don't have to pay for it, would you rather have a red one or a green one?
Which bachelor?
Bachelor number three.
I would have to go with the red one.
Okay, number two.
Well, most definitely red.
This one is tough for me. I want to say red because that's what your grandpa likes, but I grew up and my dad and my grandpa and my great grandpa, we had John Deere, so I'm going to have to stick with green.
Okay.
Time for two more questions here, Jenna, then we'll take a break.
Okay. Bachelor number two, do you have any weird or interesting talents you'd like to share with us?
Well, on the spot here, no, I guess I wouldn't.
Not that you'd like to share, or you don't have any talents.
Talents, I would say that I work well with my brothers. I have four younger brothers that I work well with, and
that's
and
a talent. Yeah,
it you know, they're. Their family, and being in business with your family is a good thing.
We were hoping to get something like, you know, you can play the Star Spangled Banner in your armpit. I think that was what we were looking for.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, no, sorry.
Sorry, can't do that. We're still looking. I've been looking for that for 10 years.
Right.
It's a good talent, though.
It is.
Number one, what about you?
That's a good question. I'd say I don't know if I have a lot for talents. I'm a pretty simple, basic, easygoing guy, and I just... I'm a lot like Wayne there. I strongly rooted to my family, and I guess that's about it.
All right. That seemed like a hard question, so I'm just going to skip that for number three.
Okay. All right. Very good. One more question, Jenna, then we're going to take a break.
Sure. I'm kind of known for having creative Halloween costumes. So, Bachelor number three, can you share maybe one of your favorite past Halloween costumes that you wore?
Yeah. So... last up as a cat scratching post where I had wrapped duct tape all around my legs and had little fluffy toys dangling from my arms. So I guess that was probably the most creative Halloween.
I've actually been that same thing.
Oh, no way.
Just, oh, a love match here.
Who would have thought?
Bachelor number one, what about you?
I live in Wisconsin, so when I was a little kid, I dressed up one day as, I think I was Reggie White or Gilbert Brown. And like I said, I love the Packers, so it had to have been my favorite.
Okay.
You're not big enough to be Gilbert Brown.
No, I just need to eat a few more Monster Burgers, yeah. So I think, and yep. Maybe I'll be close.
There was a guy at a big front porch.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, and Bachelor number two, anything wild or crazy for you for costumes?
I haven't dressed up in quite a few years. I would say that probably the last time I dressed up was John Travolta.
Oh, that's a good one. Nice. Yeah.
From Pulp Fiction or from Grease or from Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever. Yeah. Okay.
Very nice.
All right. Very good. Jenna, thank you. Are you getting an idea?
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of a picture here.
Are you kind of weeding things and kind of going
taking notes?
Yep. That's good to hear. All right, we're going to take a break from the Bob Lorette dating game. In fact, I'm going to go into a song. It is Valentine's Day after all, so why not play a good Valentine's Day song? Martina McBride, along with Jim Brickman on piano. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. It's the Bob Lorette dating game, and we're back. Jim Lang, with you here this morning. Radio, so we're not going to do the whole blow the kiss thing. Let's give them a big dating game goodbye. But it's not time to say goodbye just yet. Hey, bachelors.
Hey.
Here is your opportunity. What we're going to do here, Jenna is just about ready to make her decision. Which one of you will be accompanying her to Grand Casino Hinkley? Free dinner, free concert, and fun.
And flowers.
But here's your opportunity. You have one more chance. Final statements here, guys. Let's go and start with Bachelor number one, then we'll go to two and three. Give us your last-minute pitch on why Jenna should select you.
Jenna, you should pick me because, like Sammy Kershaw sings in a song, I'm no Charlie Daniels of the Torque Wrench, but I don't mind watching TV and eating some onion rings.
All right, Bachelor number two.
Very nice.
Jenna, I think I would be an excellent escort. I'm just Johnny Lee looking for love.
Okay.
Nice.
Those are hard to live up. Those are good. All right, Bachelor number three.
Jenna, I'm an easygoing guy. I think we'd have a lot of fun. And then hopefully you could become the queen of my double-wide trailer.
All right. How about
tempting.
That?
Tempting.
All those country music references.
Yes, I like it.
Bachelors one, two, and three. Jenna, are you ready?
Can I have some time?
You
or do
need
I
some
have
time?
To
no.
pick right now?
No, I
ask
guess
some more
we
questions.
Well, we're kind of running out of time.
This
it's
is
only,
fun.
It's only a half-hour show here. We're going to take a commercial break. Jenna's not ready to make her decision yet, so it's tough. It's tougher than you thought it would be, right, Jenna? Huh?
It is. It really
okay.
is.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll take a break, and then we're going to make... We got to make the choice. It has to happen before 8 o'clock here on Bob FM. All right. It is the moment of truth. Here we go. The Bob Lorette dating game is back. Final segment. We need to close up the show here.
Can I set the stage a little bit
set
before we get to the final conclusion?
Yeah.
Okay, so for people that are just tuning in, the Bob Studio is broken down into two rooms, and there's a window between both studios.
Oh, there is?
Yes. Well, yeah. So we're on one side, Jim, Neil, myself, and Jenna, and then the Bobblers, our contestants, are on the other side, and there's a curtain up. They have not seen each other yet. So this is going to be a total surprise, and we're going to do the meeting on air as well.
A total blind date situation.
Totally blind
here this
date.
Morning
they have not seen each other.
And we got to salute all of them for being good sports.
Yes,
and,
good job, guys. Thanks for coming in,
Jenna, especially for taking a chance here and having a little fun with us. So way to go,
Wayne, Kurt, and Matt. Jenna, who's it going to be?
Well, sorry to keep everybody waiting, but I needed some time to really ponder this. And you all gave great responses, and thank you for participating. But I really am looking for somebody that I can sit on the couch and eat some onion rings with. My grandpa's going to be a little disappointed, but I feel like you can maybe have good conversations about tractors.
He's obviously a farm all guy.
And I've never been on farmersonly.com, but I've been interested in perusing, so I'm going to go with Bachelor number one.
Bachelor Woo! Number one,
Bachelor
congratulations.
Number one.
Bachelor number one, Kurt, come on over to the Bob Studio live on the air. We want to see the first meeting of our Bobbler and our Bobblerette. Come on over. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. The Bob Lorette dating game. Oh,
I do have some consolation prizes for the other Bobblers.
Yes, we have a consolation, and it's not turtle wax.
It is not turtle
wax. There they are.
There he is.
A happy couple.
Congratulations.
Kurt and Jenna going to the show on Friday night.
Yes. Have fun.
Hope so.
And what is the consolation prize for Matt and Wayne?
Two tickets to the Chanhassen Dinner Theater, so you can find yourself another date.
Or they can go together.
Or you can go together, you guys.
Matt and Wayne, Greece. It's either Camelot or Greece, guys, so enjoy. Thanks for coming in, Matt and Wayne. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Kurt and Jenna, congratulations. Enjoy
Thanks,
your
Thanks, everybody.
Time.
Thank you.
All right, that's Yay. It. The Bob Lorette Dating Game, Bob
First
FM.
First and probably last.
Oh, lazy bone.
What time is it?
8 o'clock.